We're doing the task of tochin. So on Friday, we discussed that there's a biblically prohibited task of grinding food into flour, right? You can't grind wheat into flour. We discussed that an application of that would be to cut a vegetable very finely. So one who cuts an onion, let's say, into very small pieces, that would also be the task of tochin. We discussed that tochin is only with things that come from the ground, like salt or even gold, if you would grind down gold into powder or cut down a tree. We discussed that they used to make medicine out of rotten wood bark, and that if you'd grind that down, but if you would take an egg or meat or cheese, that these are things that do not come from the ground, if you grind those down, we don't have the biblical prohibition of tochin. We're still going to come back to that. And now we're up to a few more details of tochin. We'll do a few questions if they're really short.
Yeah, you said cutting vegetables. What about the way they make salad in Israel? Would that be considered tochin?
I don't know how they make salad. What I've seen is not a problem.
Really, really tiny.
So I don't know. I have to see what we're talking about. We haven't yet defined that. Let's see. We'll get there. Yeah.
That was my question. You can sell a small...
Right. So, we'll, God willing, we'll get back to that. Okay, we discussed with regard to the task of borer, we said that borer is a part of eating. Every time you take some of the salad, every time you take a potato out of your chulin, you're doing borer. So we said that, yes, when you're doing it as part of the meal, that's permitted. By the same token, we have with regard to tochin, things that are a part of the meal are going to be okay. Now, what conditions do we have? And this is going to be very relevant. God willing, you'll all have little children. You're going to have to mash up bananas for them. You're going to have to mash up a cooked apple, a baked apple for them. So we say, firstly, it has to be adjacent to the meal. Secondly, you cannot use a specified instrument. You can't use a special instrument for mashing. If we have, he brings another opinion that it has to be an item that is food in its own right. It cannot be something that's used to spice up food. You can't grind the spice for food. Pepper would be another problem because it's a specialized instrument for grinding pepper. So that's already prohibited. We said it has to be an instrument that's not specialized. When it comes to tochin, for the sake of the meal, we do it with a shinui. We do it in a way that's a little bit different. So if we're mashing up the banana for the baby, we would use the back of the spoon, meaning the handle of the spoon. We do it in a way that's slightly different. One of the rules that we should know about tochin is ein tchina achar tchina. You can't grind something twice. So let's say you, for argument's sake, we'll take an example. You have breadcrumbs, and then you put them in water and you make them into a glob, and then you're going to grind them up into crumbs again. So we say ein tchina achar tchina. Once it was ground once, there's no concept of tchina again. And we'll pick up, we have a few more details to learn about the task of tochin. But that's what we've learned today. We said, adjacent to the meal, if we're not using an instrument that's specialized for tochin, and we said, it, provided it's an item that's food itself, and not used to spice up to give taste to the food. We said you can do it with a shinui, do it different than the way you would ordinarily do it, like the back of a spoon, the handle of a spoon instead of the spoon itself. And then we also learned about ein tchina achar tchina, that something that was ground once will not have the biblical prohibition of grinding a second time. Even if you formed a glob out of it, grinding it a second time would not constitute tchina.